This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour on Election Day 2020. It's Tuesday, the 3rd of November. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, leading the way. This is our own little business here, and my name is on it for sure. Jennifer and Victoria have made it what it is. And for those people who are studying how to do it right, you can listen to this program. How about that, ladies? Pretty. Huh?
I feel like we've started every hour and half hour with a humble brag today.
Yes, it's humble time here on the DJV program.
Humble brag, humble, not humble.
Humble brags. It was like listening to Barack Obama talk about what a great guy Joe Biden is. Somebody referred to them together as Batman and Robin, which I thought was kind of interesting. Biden was looking earlier on for some help from Obama, didn't get it, and that's pretty obvious. I mean, he's going to wait and see what happens before, you know, he jumps into the thing. But I guess in general, Jennifer, I would like to know, actually from both of you, what moves the needle for you? And people listening, think about why you have decided to vote the way you are voting or have voted. What's the economy?
Okay. I can go. The economy, yeah. Safety, law and order. The idea behind less government, because I know government's not small right now.
No.
But I think it only gets bigger because I live in California and I can see what will come down the pike.
Why haven't those issues been addressed the past 4 years? If you wanted to.
Well,
have
I do think actually the reduction in regulations, 22-1 for every new Trump regulation, he took away 22 prior regulations.
But Jennifer. Amount of money, take away the COVID debt and the money.
Oh, yeah, no, the debt is different than government to me. I'm talking about government right now. The economy is really important.
What I'm talking about, right. Okay, anyway, go ahead. Yeah.
No, so the economy is important, but I also say law and order. I say who's going to be toughest on China? Because I think they're our greatest adversary. So
yep.
those are my hot button issues.
Yeah. Okay. Victoria, what about you?
Well, I think health and the pandemic is definitely in my top. I haven't ranked these issues at all. This is
okay.
And I think that just I like Biden's plan of it's not going it alone anymore. It's allyship, and I like that, and it's involving other countries to tackle China and mm-hmm. to make sure that you know the tariffs have not worked. The tariffs have not helped. We know we talk about this all the time, Doug. You and I, you know, with the farm show, it has not helped farmers at all. And there are other ways to go about it to keep China from taking over the world. So you know, I think there are two different philosophies. Trump has been very much like, we're going to go it alone, and tariffs were his choice. Mm-hmm. I don't think that worked. So, you know, I think China is a big issue, but I like Biden's plan better.
I would say this, we know how Biden's plan worked, though, because 4 years ago, it was about alliances. And during that time, we lost a lot of intellectual property and a lot of manufacturing to China. So we know what Biden's plan looks like.
I think that's changing on its own, though.
And I think that was Obama more than it was Biden.
I mean, there's still accountability there. I mean, Biden had been in office for 47 years. If he was going to take China seriously, he had plenty of opportunity.
Well, there are a lot of compromises that have been brought up during it, and that's something that I concern myself with, frankly. But let's talk about who's voting, who has voted, and the way they're voting. Are there any lines with age, with sex, with what your race is, or are all those lines blurred this year?
Well, this is going to be a high turnout year. Actually, I think it's a high turnout year, and we're seeing more younger voters than usual that are turning out. So that's good news. To get people involved politically is good news. You're seeing a lot of demographic shifts. You're seeing white people support Biden more, and you're seeing African Americans and Hispanics supporting Trump more than usual. So that's kind of an interesting shift. We do have some election results, though, that we could talk about.
Dixville much?
Yeah, so there's two there's two communities in New Hampshire that vote for president. They do it right after midnight. And typically, the media comes in and they gather in. Well, they can't do that because of the pandemic. So we have to rely on the results that they tell us from their election board. But this has been a 60-year tradition. The results in Dixville Notch, which is right near the Canadian border, were a sweep for former Vice President Joe Biden. He won the town's 5 votes, so he's well on his way to victory. In Millsfield, which is 12 miles south, President Trump won 16 votes to Joe Biden's 5. Now, normally there would be like a big party and the media and all of that stuff, and it's a big celebration, but this year it's been very tamped down. But there you go. Your results are Joe Biden wins Dixville Notch, and then Millsfield, President Trump wins 16-5.
All right, but, so here's my question. How does a town only have 5 voters?
Because I don't get it. It's a little town.
Yeah,
little
but that doesn't. So is it like what? Not even couples? Because I've only seen it.
The community has 25 residents,
and only 5 of them vote.
5 of them vote. Yes, that's the way it is.
It's a cute tradition that starts off election year every year. Yeah,
right. But I just don't understand how like families haven't expanded that number. That doesn't
because
really
this is up in the worst part of the mountains of New Hampshire. No one in their right mind would want to live there. Frankly, that's kind of why it's a town that's been forgotten by the rest of the world, and appropriately so, because it's like on top of a big rock. It's a horrible place. Nobody would want to live there or be there. And most of the people that live there are old, and it's,
I saw the picture. I looked at a quick picture of them voting into the little wooden box. For a second, I thought it was like the Groundhog Day thing.
Right, exactly.
That's what it looks like.
I was just talking about synchronicity. That's
it's what it's like, but smaller.
I was going to say. Right, it's like
it was a little Punxsutawney.
Punxsutawney Phil. Yeah. And that town, by the way, isn't much. Well, a couple thousand people live there. In a moment, what is the record? What is the record for voter turnout, and will we beat it this year here on the DJV show?
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. That means it could be you, your best man. Your worst man. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org to know where you stand. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Don't miss Lowe's Provember event, because this month we're saying thanks to our pros in a big way. We have deals on go-to brands like DeWalt, Spyder, and Metabo HPT. During Provember, now through November 25th, you can buy one DeWalt 20-volt Max XR Power Detect tool and get one Bear tool free. We also have credit options to help keep your business moving. Shop in store or at lowesforpros.com/provember. Lowe's, the new home for pros. Offer valid 10/29 through 11/25. See store for details while supplies last. U.S. only.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
14 after the hour on today's DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. So I wanted to know what the rap was on Harris and Pence. As I look at the crowd numbers, I guess Trump's been saying that he's had larger crowds, and Biden agrees with that, and he says he's okay with that. Yeah.
57,000 in Pennsylvania.
I know, but what is a crowd?
That's a super spreader. I don't want to be a part of a super spreader. I don't think Biden does either.
That's a point. Yeah, I mean,
Stanford University report said that there were 30,000 linked cases to Trump rallies and 700 deaths. No thanks. I mean, it doesn't matter who my candidate would be. I'm not putting myself at risk for that. No way.
I think people handling a corona also is very political. Well, I think it shows enthusiasm. And I, you know, there are a lot, you may not go to rallies, but a lot of people do, and it revs up the base. So it worked for him 4 years ago, and... Yeah.
It works for the base. I don't know how much it actually expands the base, but it does.
How many minds does it change?
Right.
I guess the question.
He's doing pretty well with independent voters if you look at the polling in key states like Iowa and other places. I mean, Iowa, because he started rallying and coming to the state, he went up 7 points in the closing poll for the election. So I don't know why you'd waste your time if it doesn't work. The campaign obviously knows that this is a strategy for them, and they're not doing it for his health. I mean, he sounds like crap. I just listened to him on Fox and Friends this morning, and he sounds tired.
Voice left, right? Yeah.
He's got. Yeah. I mean, he did 12 rallies in 24 hours.
So how much? What's the coattail effect for the Senate and the House? I think you said earlier you thought the House was going to stay the same. As it is, Jennifer, are you sticking with that? No Republicans?
I think the House stays the same. I do think that, I mean, again, it's going to really depend on turnout. You know, as much as whoever performs best at the top of the ticket will have an impact on the Senate. I think that the Republicans eke out a majority in the Senate still, but I think that the Democrats could pick up a couple of seats. Republicans will, too. They're going to pick up Alabama. I think Democrats could pick up Maine. They could knock out Susan Collins. They could pick up Hickenlooper in Colorado. They could. I think it's less likely they were on track to pick up North Carolina. They still could, but the guys had, like, a marital scandal that was running as a Democrat, Cal Cunningham, against Tom Tillis. So that one may turn back in the favor of Republicans. So there are a lot of tight races out there for sure. It'll definitely be a nail biter for both Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer to see who can come out on top.
So who's been the number one fundraiser? I find this interesting. Ivanka has been responsible for $35 million in fundraising.
She just beat a record from Obama. Obama was the top fundraiser going into it, and apparently this week she racked in like $35 million and became the biggest single fundraiser, which is kind of interesting.
Right. So in the states that are on the fence, how do we let, is Florida on the fence or not? Pennsylvania certainly
is. Well, here's how I would watch tonight. So the reason that I say start with Florida is because Trump has no path if there is no Florida. I really believe that that's true. And Florida has already begun counting. So you're going to get earlier results from Florida and some of the southern states.
Wait a minute. Why are we getting results before the polls are over?
No. You're not going to get results before the polls close. But they've already been tabulating.
Well, look what happens in California. The results, people start calling it these irresponsible, no-good SOBs from the networks. We'll start at 8:01. It looks like Trump is winning, or looks like Biden is winning.
I think
when
all the networks
three hours
have kind of,
more to go on the West Coast.
But if I think they're going to be slow to call races.
Exactly. I agree with that. I think all the networks are taking.
I think
very
it should
cautious,
be illegal to have any coverage until all the polls are closed.
Watch
period,
Florida. Watch Nevada. If Trump can flip Nevada, that's a good indicator for him. North Carolina is going to be a big bellwether as well. I think towards the end of the night, that's when we'll start focusing on Pennsylvania, which could be the standout to determine the election, because both of these guys need really rely on Pennsylvania as part of their easier path to victory. There are plenty of paths around Pennsylvania for Biden, and there's one path that I found for Trump around Pennsylvania. But you know, it'll become an important state. If somebody can win it without Pennsylvania, we'll have a winner tonight. But if Pennsylvania becomes a key piece to this, then it's going to be a few days before we get a result.
Observation, I thought it was interesting, the number of ex-athletes that have endorsed Trump getting close down to the election. Bobby Orr, a great hockey player in Boston. Jack Nicklaus, great
Mike
golfer.
Mike Piazza, one of my old faves. And Brett Favre.
All right. It's 19 after the hour. The sale of the year is going on right now at MyPillow, MyPillow.com. Take advantage of the Giza Sheet promotion. 60-day money-back guarantee on everything. The king size and the regular size and the queen size sheets. Save 66% using the promo code DJV. What else do you want? I mean, we look at all of these things. They're really the mattress topper, three unique layers I just got a new one for MyPillow, as a matter of fact. The foam, superior support, durability. I want that when I go to bed because I don't have a great back and I want to wake up with a good feeling that my back is not somewhere else, excuse me, other than in my back, if you know what I mean. All right, so take advantage of all the opportunities that are there. do yourself a favor. Start, check out what the specials are. Stay with it regularly. MyPillow.com at checkout. Use the code DJV.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Taking a rest from Christmas music already? By the way, suddenly it's Christmas. There are dozens of radio stations who have flipped this week to holiday music. So for those of you who are weary, the pandemic and all the politics and stuff, you'll find a lot of stations in the next few days changing. But, I mean, kind of early. Some stations have waited all the years till Thanksgiving. But not this year. New,
not
everybody
this year.
Wants.
I had a feeling, you know.
Get me out of here.
The day after Halloween, Christmas trees went up.
Yeah, yeah. In some places,
so,
thank you for right, right?
Yep. You're I have friends who've already posted about that. The
yep.
Christmas decorations are out.
Yep. This is B.B. King. Four members of his band portraying themselves in The Thrill Is Gone, which is a film that stars The Wire's Wendell Pierce as B.B. King. I think Wendell Pierce is quite a good actor.
He's very
he's been,
good.
Yeah, he's been. He's in the Jack Ryan movies. He had an important part of Chicago PD in a couple of seasons. And he's very solid, I think. And I'd forgotten that he was on The Wire. That's really where I think he got more well-known. So the movie itself, Victoria, tells the story of King's friendship with drummer Michael Zanettis, also as a producer of the film. They were working together in the 80s. Four of King's band members from that era, Walter Riley King, James Boogaloo Bolden, Michael Doster, and Tony Coleman, will co-star as themselves along with the Pierce in this docudrama, which will go into production early next year. Zanettis said, "We're honored to have these extraordinary musicians join us in our tribute to Mr. King. They traveled the world with him for decades and continue to keep his legacy alive." Following Pierce's declaration that he'd be B.B. King in the film, King's estate clarified that they have their own official biopic in the works with Kenan Thompson from SNL among other actors. Well, why would they have competing? Why didn't they get together?
But, you know, this kind of happens. Remember, there were multiple Whitney Houston movies, and one was authorized and one wasn't. Yeah. And the Aretha one, I think, seems to just be singular because it's authorized by Aretha herself, and she chose Jennifer Hudson. So I don't know that anyone else would try to make one. But, yeah, this happens a lot.
Wendell Pierce addressed the two different projects on Twitter, trying to clear up the confusion. He said, the estate of B.B. King has requested I clarify the film The Thrill Is Gone, not being a biopic in the traditional sense. It's a dramatized version of a real-life friendship story in the spirit of the film Round Midnight, as the friendship of two musicians, one being King of the Blues. I've said this before. Nothing has changed. I promised B.B. King before he died I'll honor him and his creative genius. He was an American icon.
So it's apparently, they knew each other.
This has been, Pierce has been on this for a while. Yeah. Right. Okay, well, ought to be an interesting. I would like to see more of these biographies of big musicians, frankly.
Yeah.
Other big stars. I would like to, I'd like
to
see.
Madonna's filming her own. She's directing her own next year. So a lot more of them are coming along. I'd love to see a Stevie Nicks one.
Yeah, that'd be
just good. Because there's so much drama there, too.
Yeah, for sure. 26 at the hour here on the DJV program. Doug and Victoria and Elton John dropping an unreleased jazzy version of Come Down in Time, part of the 50th anniversary celebration for his album Tumbleweed Connection. This unheard jazz version of Come Down in Time is in it. Recorded in 1970 in London, Come Down in Time, the jazz version, more than doubles the length of the final version of the song, which was re-recorded 3 months later by different musicians for Tumbleweed Connection. A five-decade-old track was uncovered in the Elton John archives during research for this new box that we've been talking about, Elton Jewel Box, which is coming out next week. Come Down in Time, the jazz version, available only on 10-inch vinyl. 5,000 physical copies will be made, and that's it. Be on the B-side. The B-side of this will be Ballad of a Well-Known Gun. Over the past month, Elton has been releasing other rare demos in preparation for Elton Jewel Box, including early demos of Here's to the Next Time. This is something I'm sure you find it coincidental that it comes out just before Christmas.
It's a good gift, right?
Maybe not. Yeah. 28 and change after the hour.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I'm able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Early results are coming in this election day. USA Radio News Dan Naraki has the results.
Dixville Notch, New Hampshire has traditionally held the first vote in the country for every presidential election since 1960. The tiny community near the Canadian border was a clean sweep for former Vice President Joe Biden, taking all five of the town's votes. 12 miles to the south in Millsfield, another midnight vote was held with President Donald Trump winning the community 16 votes to 5. The rest of the state and its four electoral votes will be determined after polls close at 7 p.m. Eastern.
It should be noted, Dixville Notch also cast their five votes for Hillary Clinton in 2016. USA Radio News election coverage starts at 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on USA Radio News. Monday Night Football saw the Tampa Bay Buccaneers come from behind and beat the New York Giants 25-23. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Vice President Mike Pence visited with USA Radio Network's Wayne Allen Root Show on Monday. Mike tells us the cost of a Biden presidency.
Endorsed a $4 trillion tax increase, a $2 trillion Green New Deal. I mean, people who listen to this program just deserve to know that as in the American economy is getting back on its feet based on the strong free market stands this president took when he cut taxes, rolled back regulation, unleashed American energy, fought for free and fair trade, and all the recovery and relief efforts that we provided to families and businesses. Joe Biden is talking about raising taxes, burying us in an avalanche of regulation, and shutting down the economy again. I don't think the American people are having it. I think the American people love freedom, and I think that's why you're seeing people rally to the cause of reelecting President Trump.
And by the way, you probably don't know this about me. You know me as a conservative talk show host, Vice President, but I was the Libertarian vice presidential nominee in 2008. So I do share something with you. I
know you were. You can't tell me anything about Wayne Allen Root. I know all about you.
All right, well, that's good. So what I was going to say to you
is... one of the most prominent voices for liberty in America. I just really have so much admiration and respect for you.
I appreciate that very much, and I was going to say to you that I'm pretty damn good judge of a great debater, and I thought your debate, the VP debate, I thought you did a smashing job, and I gave you like a 9.9 out of 10. I mean, I can't rate anyone any higher than that.
Election coverage starts at 8 p.m. Eastern right here on USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Now 34 after the hour on Tuesday, November 3rd, Victoria and Doug on the DJV program. So not only is today Election Day, boys and girls, it's also National Sandwich Day. Now, I have exceptions. Over the years when this comes up, I change the point of view. It really isn't the Duke of Sandwich who invented...
The Earl of Sandwich.
Earl of Sandwich.
Yeah, yes.
It wasn't. It was the Duke of Duke of Shrewsbury. So what we really have here is a... you talk about fake
news.
Isn't
it nicer to eat a sandwich than a Shrewsbury?
Well...
if you think about it, right?
Well, depends on your point. It's all words and what they mean, right? Under the circumstances.
Right, yeah. Seems easier to say sandwich.
Well, I guess it probably is easier to say sandwich, but it really isn't a sandwich. This combination of two pieces of bread filled with whatever, peanut butter and jelly, cheese, meats, all that sort of thing, been around since 1762, according to this lore. attributed to the fourth Earl of Sandwich, whose name was John Montague. He was fond of gambling, asked his cook to prepare him a meal that wouldn't require any cutlery nor interfere with his long gambling streaks. So the cook gave him sliced meat between two pieces of toast, which allowed the Earl to have one hand free to continue the game. Of course, neither the Earl nor the cook were the actual inventors of the sandwich. It said that prior to the event, Montague had visited the Eastern Mediterranean and saw sandwiches served by the Greeks and the Turks as sort of appetizers, and asked his cook to copy their methods. Sandwiches didn't make their way to America until they were included in the American Cookbook back in 1815. The New Orleans po' boy came around during the Great Depression during a streetcar worker strike. Two brothers who were former streetcar workers owned a sandwich shop, promised to feed any striking worker without charge. Whenever a hungry worker would walk over to the shop, the clerks would say, "Here comes another po' boy," which soon became the name of the sandwich itself.
Which is a staple in New Orleans. It's New Orleans is a huge food town. It's just, if you've never been, you've been to New Orleans, right?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. But it's such a big foodie town. And so you have to have, they have the shrimp po' boys, they've got vegetarian ones, they've got meat ones. It's like, you have to have one. It's like having a Philly cheesesteak, you know? It's synonymous with the city.
So now I'm going to correct the misinformation, because I want to tell you about Charles Talbot, who was the first Duke of Shrewsbury. He was a politician. He had an important role in the 1700s. Actually, he was born in the 60s. He was born in 1660, somewhere in there. But he was, he had the same sort of life, if you will, as the Earl of Sandwich, and was around a little before the Earl of Sandwich. That's why I say he gets the credit, should get the credit. As a matter of fact, Shrewsbury Place where he lived, Shrewsbury House where he lived, his cook, if that's what they call him, that's what the other guy called him, was responsible for, as we were just describing, putting two morsels of something, meat for the most part early on, between two slices of bread. So there's this whole big controversy about the Duke of Shrewsbury versus the Earl of Sandwich. And
I think the Earl of Sandwich has got it locked down. No. I don't think anyone's going to, you know, change for your underdog.
Duke of Shrewsbury. All right, let's talk about some other food news. The McRib is back at McDonald's. Yucca bunga. That's the first time, what, in 8 years? You like the McRib? I can't. No, you don't need to eat either.
No, so. It's... It's like,
why do people like this?
I don't know.
Do I sound arrogant or like
no,
I don't know?
I'm 100% with you. This has a cult following. I do not understand it. When I was a kid, I tried one and it was disgusting and I spit it out. It's horrible. But the thing, you know what it is? It's basically, it's like mushed up ground some sort of pork and probably
like barbecue
soy and whatever.
Beef.
And then,
it's barbecued pork. It's barbecue beef. Same thing.
Right, but it's pork. But what they do is they mush it together to form the shape, and then they stamp it in a mold to make it look like ribs.
Right. Well, it's same as their fish sandwich. Where do we find square fish in the world?
Well,
somebody
that's true,
really,
too.
One of the local stations, and I apologize. I don't, you know, we're not here to offend anybody. But the story is the story, and the reality is the reality. And so when I said what I did about fish that come from China being basically the fish that's used in McDonald's for their fish sandwich and also Burger King as well, and somebody didn't like it because they had a McDonald's franchise or something. Listen, this is the story. And whether you don't like it because of what I said about the fish or the McRib, let's put it this way. They got 14,000 restaurants. I'm not likely to put any of them out of business.
No.
And I'm not likely to keep people from going. Instead of ordering a fish sandwich or ordering a McRib, they'll order a hamburger. But do you want to know what's in the hamburger?
Well, speaking of, okay, so I will rain on some McRib parade here. Right. This is the thing that is really bizarre to me. why people like the McRib. And maybe they just don't know about this. But in the McRib, because we know it's highly processed, there are 70 ingredients in the McRib.
Whoa, really?
Right. And you know what one of them is? Actually, more than one of them.
Soy?
Oh, for sure. But here's the thing. The proteins that, like, the some of the chemicals and stuff that are used in it as preservatives,
yeah.
Guess where else they exist? In yoga mats. The same chemicals
yoga
that are used to
mats.
To make a yoga mat, you know, the mat that you lay down on, that rubberized, that texture, the same, there I think it's two or three different chemicals are in both the McRib and the yoga mat. So just, you know, take that knowledge with you when you go to the drive-thru.
Yum. All right, here's some bad news for those people who like to go to the IHOP. They're closing about 100 locations because of the obvious.
That's a bummer. I like IHOP.
IHOP Dine Brands says the chain is optimistic about the improvement in sales, but we got to get through this COVID thing. There are comparable restaurants around the country down almost 25% during the third quarter. The investors, you know, they have calls like all any big company has a call with investors on a quarterly basis. The fellow that runs IHOP said the breakfast category remains challenged.
Mm-hmm.
Morning meals, you know, people are staying home.
People are at home.
It's the same as radio listenership has changed somewhat in terms
people
of hours.
People start listening later. Yeah.
Right.
I read something the other day that it's not just IHOP, but and unfortunately IHOP specializes in breakfast, but breakfast menus across the board are just really suffering. Whether any type of fast food place that has a breakfast menu, they're all suffering because I find it very interesting to look at what has trended throughout the pandemic and throughout quarantine. Sales of milk is up a lot. You know, we talked about a couple months ago, milkmen are back. And so sales of milk are up because people are eating more cereal at home. Sales of cereal have gone through the roof. So certain things have really boomed and brought business back in a sense, while others have fallen off. So there's a trade-off there, but, you know, I mean, it's eventually I think we'll see a leveling off of all of this and as we get back to normal next year. But it is a bummer because I think IHOP is a great franchise and I think they have good food.
Yep. In that category, they certainly do. All right.
Yeah.
Nestle is coming out with Cinnamon Toast Crunch flavored milk. Oh, my God. Cinnamilk. Nestle's Sensations has Cinnamon Toast Crunch flavored milk available now in 14, oh, no, not now, not till January, in 14-ounce bottles. What kind of crap?
Well, here's my question, though. I understand flavored milk. Kids like strawberry milk, chocolate milk, whatever. So cinnamon
milk,
I get it. Right, but I get that. But here's the thing. What kind of cereal do you put it on? Because if you put Cinnamon Toast milk on top of Cinnamon Toast Crunch, you're going to get a cavity, like, immediately. Like, I don't get what this is for.
You can feel it eating into the enamel of your teeth.
Yes.
Yeah. There you go. Orca Bay Foods recalling 350 cases of Trader Joe's gluten-free battered halibut. I buy that. I don't have
it
in my freezer now. But I have bought it because I quite like the batter-free. I want just a piece of halibut.
Right.
And that's it. And I like Trader Joe's because they do a good job. So in this circumstance, I guess you've got to be careful. People who have an allergy or sensitivity to wheat and milk run the risk of serious allergic reaction if they consume the product, says Orca Bay. The product was sold in Trader Joe's stores in Connecticut, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Maine, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, New Hampshire, New York, Ohio, Rhode Island, Tennessee, Vermont, and Wisconsin. The products have a best if used by November 5th stamp on them. So if you are into that sort of thing, and I am.
Yeah, if you don't have an allergy, you're fine, but if you have a gluten allergy,
well, you
or
see that, but
a dairy
they did
allergy,
something.
Yeah.
They did something that, you know, got to the because there's no wheat. If there's no batter on it, there's no wheat.
Right.
So they must have gotten some batter on it, and that's
something
the,
cross-contaminated, I guess. Yeah.
Right.
But I've never bought frozen fish from Trader Joe's, but my brother was just telling
me
he really likes it too, he and his wife grill a lot. And so he said that, like, the mahi tuna burgers are great that are already made from, and I think salmon burgers, too.
Yeah.
He said they're really, really good. So I'm going to try that for the winter.
Yeah.
Anything that makes it easier, you know.
Burger King, Popeyes, and Tim Hortons getting new drive-thrus to boost sales, obviously because of the virus. They're owned by Restaurant Brands International. They said they're planning to modernize and speed up the drive-thru experience at their 10,000 restaurants. Think about that. In North America, they own 10,000 restaurants.
My question, though, is how come when you build a fast food restaurant or a chain, why don't you have
automatically?
Why don't you have a drive-thru already?
I don't know.
Popeyes maybe is a place that people like to sit and eat. I don't know.
I don't know because I haven't been in one. Tim Hortons is a little more upscale than the other two.
Right.
A Burger King, I thought, had drive-thrus all the way around it, pretty much like McDonald's.
Right.
And Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts is I think that's a mixed bag still. But Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru sales have been really up during the pandemic. So I wouldn't be surprised to see now Dunkin's being sold to a different company.
Right.
For $8 billion or something.
Right.
So,
It's a bank or investment company, whatever it is, Burger King apparently is having a tough time. Well, McDonald's has been struggling through this
McDonald's
as well.
McDonald's really struggled. Yep.
Yeah. So the fast food genre, because people are buying food and they bring it home and cooking it.
Yep, that's true.
Much as anything else, although I've said this before, there's a Chick-fil-A in my town, and every time I drive by that Chick-fil-A, there's a line around the corner and out the gate onto the street. No matter what time of day, I went by there the night after I went to the movies on Saturday, and I got out, it was like, I don't know, 9:45, and the line was out around the street.
It's all that legalized marijuana that you guys have up there now, right?
What's that got to do with Chick-fil-A?
Because you get the munchies when you smoke marijuana, and then you go to the drive-thru.
Oh, is that what it is? Oh, okay, I'll have to remember that,
The smartest thing that anyone can do is figure out where a dispensary is and plop down any type of restaurant that has junk food next to it. That is a winning business model every time.
I have to remember that.
A friend of mine did that in Aspen.
Really?
He opened a burger joint right next to the dispensary, and business went through the roof. Yep.
Went through the roof. My partners and I have just been given a license in Cambridge and Harvard Square for a dispensary.
Cool.
For retail. And so
those Harvard College kids need to relax.
Now that you mentioned that, I'm going to go drive around in there and see if there's a place for a fast food joint.
I'm telling you right now, that is fish in a barrel profits.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Victoria. You could be the new manager. You can be the manager.
Sure.
All right. I just wanted to make a quick note before we have to pause here about the latest murder hornet news.
I love that you love these murder hornets.
Well, but this is, here's something.
I hope I never see one.
Yeah. This stuff is almost as important as COVID as far as I'm concerned. A lot of people don't get it yet, but there is a move afoot to try to better identify. They can tell by looking. They found a couple of them they found queen bee murder hornets in a nest in Washington yesterday, I think, or the day before. You knew that, right? Did I tell you that?
I knew that they found them, but they were still alive, right? They hadn't killed them?
They can authenticate how they were engineered, because they're sure they were biologically engineered. These things just don't grow. They were made by somebody, and you know what I think about where they came. Well, they know they came from China, but they've been spread around.
Well, we know they came from Asia. I don't know that they've specified where in Asia.
They think they were made. As a matter of fact, there are some people who are saying that they may have come out of the same lab as the virus. So,
do you want to hear something really depressing really quick? You know how, like, people, I know, right?
Yeah,
I'm, like, enthusiastic about depressing news.
Yeah. Right.
It's bizarro news. Wuhan has become a dark tourism destination.
Really?
Like how people want to go and see, you know, where someone was murdered in London,
you
know, follow Jack the Ripper tours. People are taking tours now to Wuhan. How messed up is that?
That is messed up. All right, let me, quick reminder. So if you're messed up in terms of your weight and you want to fix the problem, go to Calitrin.com or TopLoss.com and figure out how you can go through the process of healthy weight loss. Get it from your friend Uncle Dougie at 10 before the hour at TopLoss.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Well, I'm sure we're here to get some side of it. That'd be a good biopic, the Rolling Stones. If we did on Queen, why not do one on all of the Stones, right? Movie moments here on the DJV program. Chucker is at the polls today, working in his hometown, so we don't want to get in the way of that. We have movie news of our own, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. I wanted to actually go back to the Netflix thing and try to understand what it is. You have to help me with this because I don't get it at all. Why people would want to pay this kind of money to see these movies or whatever it is on a small screen. Now, I admit to having Netflix, but I get the basic, what are they going up on their prices for various different subscriptions, right?
Yeah, the premium is going up to $18 a month.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the premium is. I don't even know what I have. I have Netflix. I have to go and check to see which one I have. I don't know what subscription plan I have.
Yeah. Well,
but so what's your question? Why are people watching movies there?
Well, why do you want to spend that kind of money to watch stuff? Is it just the convenience factor? Is it just I would rather get in my car, drive to the movies. The experience of sitting in a theater and watching on a big screen is nothing like sitting on my couch at home, even though I have a fairly good-sized screen, and watching, like I watched the part of the old movie Bruce Willis and that bunch, Morgan Freeman in Reds. There's something about that movie because, I don't know, there's something about it that every time, I don't watch the whole thing, but I watch little bits and pieces of it. And
That's all the old timers who prove that they are still worthy of living, right?
Yeah.
I think I get the hint there why that would resonate with you.
Oh, is that so?
Anyway. That makes sense.
So what will this do for Netflix's ability to buy? You know, these outfits like Amazon and Apple are buying some pre-released movies.
They're spending so much money
out of the theater. Right. So is that good, bad, or indifferent?
I think the one thing you'll see Netflix and all the streaming, it's not just Netflix, but all the streaming services, I think you're probably not going to see any superhero movies because people, once we go back to theaters, people still will watch superhero movies in the theater. And I get that. I don't want to see Wonder Woman on my TV. I want to go into the theater next year and see Wonder Woman on the big screen.
James Bond, too.
Same with James Bond.
I want to see the movie, the Murder on the Nile movie, on a big screen. That kind of
Murder
I want
on
to see
the Nile.
It. Yeah, Murder on the Nile is the next after Murder. Not Death on the Nile. Sorry.
Oh.
Murder on the Orient Express, and then the next one is Death on the Nile.
Oh, okay.
Of that series.
That would
of books.
Be a good one to see in the theater. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Right.
Yeah.
And I went to see Honest Thief the other night, which was shot all around here. They shot it in Framingham. They shot it in Worcester. It was done, I think, about a year ago at this time. And it has Liam Neeson, an interesting cast. What I didn't say yesterday, and I'm wondering this out loud, Jeffrey Donovan is a well-known, as far as looking at his face, understanding that oftentimes with character actors, we don't really know who they are, we just remember their face.
Mm-hmm.
He had a television show that was on, I think it was Fox or one of the channels for quite a long time. And so he's recognizable. Now he's getting himself into a lot of movies. He was in this movie. He's in a movie coming out this weekend with Kevin Costner and Diane Lane. And he plays a crazy guy stealing children. And so I was just thinking about, and he didn't get movie credit, and I wondered why. If you look at the credits for the movie, you won't find his name. And I don't, but he plays an important role in the movie, and I wondered kind of why. I guess that's a rhetorical question, and maybe I'm going to.
I feel like maybe ask your son or daughter-in-law, right? They're in the movie biz. Yeah. They would probably know.
Yeah, right.
But I know because I have friends who work in, you know, as publicists and work in PR. And when movie posters and stuff go out, there is just an all-out war for what they call top line, like whose name goes above the title. It's a whole science in and of itself of figuring out, you know, who gets that type of credit and who gets what in that structure, because that also determines if the movie will be up for any awards. That also determines who gets put into what category. So people specialize in just negotiating movie posters.
Well, the whole business, if you look at the TV show, here's a good example. NCIS Los Angeles, starring Chris O'Donnell. Then they go through all the other actors, and at the end, with LL Cool J. Now, the two of them get equal billing because they are equally important in the show. So they start with one, so they don't have to have the argument, if you will, with whoever the producers are, the agents, as to who goes first. And I'll bet you the two of them work that out on their own because they, off screen, have a very good relationship. They have a very great friendship, so kind of cool. All right, a little insight into some of the inside stuff here. Victoria Keelan.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.